In our Saturday morning group, we usually have a brief check-in after meditation and then a short reading followed by discussion. So I'm going to give a short reading. Staying awake comes not from willpower, but from a wholehearted surrender to the moment as it is, into pure presence. Whenever your heart space, your mind space, and your body space are all present and accounted for at the same time, you can experience pure presence, a moment of deep inner connection with the pure, gratuitous being of anything and everything. It will often be experienced as a quiet leap of joy in the heart. Contemplation is an exercise in openness, in keeping all three spaces open long enough for you to notice other hidden material. When you can do that, you are content with the present moment and can wait upon futures you now know will be given by grace. This is full access knowing, not irrational, but intuitive, rational, and transrational all at once. The supreme work of spirituality, which makes presence possible, is keeping the heart space open, which is the result of conscious love. Keeping in a right mind, which is the work of contemplation or meditation, and keeping the body alive with contentment and without attachment to its past woundings, which is often the work of healing. In that state, you are neither resisting nor clinging, and you can experience something genuinely new. Those who can keep all three spaces open at the same time will know the presence they need to know. That's the only prerequisite. People who can be simply present will know the presence that connects everything to everything.
Hi, my name's Colin Decker, and I'm a member of the Centering Circle. And as one of the non-Christian members of the circle, Carolyn asked me to get up here and talk a little bit about why I became part of it and try and give you some of my insights on what's going on there. About 2 years ago, my wife and I became members of Human, and we haven't regretted it. This has been a great place. We love it very much. But one of the things I was looking for when I came to the church was a mystical experience group. I was used to working with the coven. I liked everything that went with it, but it's been a number of years since I did that. But I was still looking for that. Fortunately, there were two meditation groups that met here. The mindful meditation that at that time that I came here was meeting Sunday evenings, and then the centering group that met Sunday morning. And usually if I missed one, I'd try and get the other one. But over a period of time, I came to realize that the centering circle had something a little bit different in that they had a certain amount of ritual that went on with their program. And since all pagans are reincarnated Catholics, I found that very attractive. And, you know, while there's a common misconception out there that this is just a Christian prayer group, that's really not true. It's open to all sorts of views and inputs on what goes on. And we're all trying to find our own way, our own means of coming in touch with the divine, be it pagan, Christian, Islam, atheist. We have our own ways. And while centering is the primary meditation technique, I use something a bit different. No one's ever had a problem with that. So it's a wonderful place to come and spend time with people. And one of the things that's really, really important is there's a circle of trust there. When you walk in, you are welcomed, and you immediately become part of the family. And I've gotten that from each and every person there, even though I may disagree with some of them at times. Once you hit that circle, there is perfect love and there is perfect trust. And you are given an opportunity to have your say and tell what your problems might be, tell what your joys might be, and just have a family there with you. And our leader, Carolyn, has been more than gracious in allowing me to add several invocations to the ritual that goes on. So having my own mark on what happens with the ceremony. And so far, nobody's really complained, so must have been doing something right. But I'd like to end off by saying this. There are many paths up the mountain, but we all want to arrive at the summit. Blessed be.
Good morning. My name is Shannon Holland. I've been a member here since February, but I've been attending service and centering circle since October last year. When I found Human and the circle in October, I was a year and a half sober and a year into finding my voice, mostly due to current politics, and a year into discovering my friends were all drinking buddies, and nobody in my bubble shared my values. I remained lost and unhappy, and I couldn't live that way. I slipped into a depression. I tried to give up because my only choices were to continue this way or to throw everything into an upheaval. And I thought I wasn't strong enough for either. But what I've come to understand as my inner wisdom refused to let me give up. When I fell to the bottom, it said in no words, get up. It said, change, dummy. I promise you'll find the support you need. So I did. I got up. I changed. I left the bubble. I divorced. I tried to move on. And I remained as lost as ever. I kept thinking sobriety sucks. This can't be all there is. But I was not going back. And then I did find the support I needed. I knew I needed to connect with others who could help me maneuver through this muck, who could show me how to bring meaning to my life after what I felt was wasting time. Since meditation had helped me in the past, I searched for similar groups to get involved with, and I found the centering prayer group here at Human and decided to try it, even though I had no idea what centering prayer really meant. It sounded like something interesting. I knew a little about meditation already, but I had not participated in a trust circle before, where experiences and perspectives are shared. But from the moment I stepped into this circle, as Colin said, it's been about acceptance and the most generous, unconditional love. Love from each of the beautiful souls in the circle itself and love from the outer oneness that we are all a part of. I was overwhelmed by the acceptance and love I found here. I continue to be moved by our triumphs, by our struggles, and by our humanness. In the trust circle, all perspectives are welcome and are held gently and lovingly as they are spoken. And they're different. So what? We recognize these differing perspectives are simply alternate ways of seeing the same thing. And we trust each other to know what perspective is true for themselves. We aren't here to convince each other to see it from our side. We're here to allow each other a safe space to speak our side, to voice our thoughts around it until we flesh out what is true for ourselves. We aren't here to fix each other either. We're simply here to hold loving space for each other, to work through the tangles in our paths, or celebrate the clearing of them, or a new understanding of them. In centering prayer, I found that meditation is also being still to let your inner wisdom feel safe enough to come out. It is holding a space open for that wisdom to sit in, and stilling the chatter of the ego long enough to encounter truth. A truth I found was I was holding myself back. Not myself, but myself, my true self, the self that I had hidden from all who wouldn't accept me and from my own self-judgment and unacceptance. What an amazing, life-changing gift. And if that were all, it would be more than enough. There's another truth here that holds more meaning than the words alone can convey. You are not alone. You are not alone. And yet the circle just keeps on giving. And I am so grateful. Thank you.
What they said. my name's Roland Mathis, and Carolyn invited me to come and share a little bit about Centering Circle because I'm not a member here. And as she mentioned, there are, and as Colin also mentioned, there are people, a variety of people from different congregations. And what I want to do to wrap up the reflections is kind of tie together what Carolyn said about the deeper parts of the mind with what Sharon and Colin said about the closeness of the people in the circle. And that is the way I like to imagine it. It's like all our little sort of religious neighborhoods and congregations. I go to a congregation in Sandy Springs. They're kind of like what we have up on the surface of the world, you might say. And that's important. That's part of who we are. That gives us a vehicle for fellowship, for mission work, for all those kind of important things, the inspiration of scripture and hymns and holidays and so forth. And we don't abandon that, okay? But what happens when you do a centering practice is what Carolyn said about the deeper parts of the mind. We're all up here. We start up here. And as you go deeper, you automatically come closer to each other and to whatever's at the center, okay, whatever that might be for you. And so it's almost like depth produces closeness in a way that it just feels wonderful. I don't know how to describe it. It's just a wonderful feeling. And, you know, up here, I'm about this far, and we've got other people that, you know, are this far and so forth. But it's this combination of depth and closeness that just enriches whatever your spiritual practice might be. It's just the most wonderful feeling. It's just one of the highlights of my week. So thank y'all for letting me share.